so good to have you all on the call this morning. Again, this is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're tagging today Forever Love Friday using 1 John 4, 16b, where it says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. Happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. We're going before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We honor you, Lord. We glorify you, and we thank you for the love that you've given to each and every one of us. And, Lord, as you saturate us with your love, we ask that your love continue to flow through each and every one of us, that others will feel your love through us, Father. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to hear what the Spirit has to say this morning. Father, we glorify you for our co-founders, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we glorify you, Father, for strengthening them, keeping them each and every day. We ask you, Father, that you bless our founder of Artists International, Papa Diaz de Leon, and the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, that you keep them in every way, strengthen them and protect them in all areas of their lives. Father, we glorify you, Father, for this day, that we will go forth in your love and in your peace. And, Lord, we ask that you prepare our hearts, our minds, our spirit, that we be able to hear what you have to say to us, that we receive the word, and not only receive it, but we'll be doers of your word, O God. We thank you, Father, for your love, your peace, your grace, and your mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way in this place this day as we give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Now we'll turn it over to our host, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out of Southern California. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
Well, good morning. This is not Minister Tiffany. Hope you're not too disappointed. That's quite
all
right, Minister Brenda. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for greeting and seating each and every one of us. You will hear, hello, family, TMC family, however you will hear Minister Tiffany at the end of this call. So you're not going to be disappointed. Praise God for each and every one of you as you have joined the Master's Call this morning. We are hoping that you are bearing well with these weather conditions that seem to be just a challenge for so many of us across the globe, no matter where you're located. So we welcome you to the Master's Call this morning. We are just so delighted that you joined us because we want to make sure we enrich, enhance, and empower you as you go throughout your day. You know, we have been celebrating we will have celebrated 3 years, but we're working on 4 years right now because it was founded October 25, 2010. And these two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who has just an infectious smile with those dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, is getting ready. We have to share her now with her Boaz. So she's getting ready to walk down the aisle and just make a union, and we are just so excited with her and for her and around her. We're going to be celebrating with her on that precious day, March 1st, 2014. Now it's just a stone's throw away. Boy, I tell you, time does go by quickly. We stand on Scripture, Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. You see how we pray in the morning? Minister Brenda opened us up in prayer, and Minister, our songbird, Minister Tiffany, will be bringing forth our prayer request. So we are a praying family. And if you have something that's heavy on your heart that you want to send us about a prayer, or you want to tell us the glory of God, please do so to our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. There also may be some of you saying, you know what, I think I'd like to do that. I'd like to go ahead and greet people, and I really want to share the word of God. You can send that request also to that email, and our prayer warrior, Minister Robin, or our lovely bride-to-be, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will get back to you. You could also, we have a website that you can go to for all of our previous messages, that you can go there and get fed 24/7, no matter what time of day. If the Holy Spirit wakes you up in the middle of the night and you need to hear a word, you can go to themastersmorninghall.wordpress.com. It's themastersmorninghall.wordpress.com. You know, a lot of you are here artists, and we're not saying A-R-T-I-S-T. We're saying ARDISS, A-R-D-Y-S-S, International. It's a health and wellness company, and we're able to be ministers in the marketplace by helping others. And if you want to know more about that company, and it's just been such a great venue, I've been able to personally meet so many powerful people, male and female alike. You can just get back to the person that told you about the call and, you know, to ask them, what are they talking about, Artists International? And for those of us that know about artists, you need to get in that back office. Double points, you guys. There's no reason for us not to be reaching ranks right now. So I'm telling you, it is on and popping. As you have just heard about artists, please do something about that. Be a minister in the marketplace for someone. Want to make sure I get all of these things out the way because I'm so excited to hear what the word is going to come forth by this awesome minister. I'm not going to say male or female. Right after this call is the morning motivational call, which is hosted by our awesome platinum president, Darcy Cook, who we call our godmother. And that number is 530-881-1300. And the pin is 539598#. You get a lot of hot information. Yesterday, Dr. Spiller was on, and on our call, his wife was on, so we were just all jumping off. We were just so excited yesterday. So get on that call after this call. We do also have some information about how you can make $90,000 in 90 days. And I'm telling you something, they are really doing some fabulous things with that. To that, I want to just make sure. Okay, folks, after I get back on the call, just to close it out a bit, I'll give you that number so you can call in at every night at 8 p.m. I want to make sure I allow enough time for this awesome woman of God to come forth. And I want to tell you something. She has made such a huge difference in my life and in so many other lives. You'll hear her oftentimes saying son and daughter, and that's just how much she loves you. And I did give you a clue. She's got some cute little dimples, and every time she smiles, it's in her eyes. You know, when somebody smiles in their eyes, it's just a genuine smile. It's from the heart. It just shines. And we've had the opportunity to be mentored, mothered, loved, chastised, fussed at by this woman, and it's only because she loves us. And I tell you, she's a mother, wife, she was a wife and still is a wife, mother, wife, grandmother, ambassador to an Artist International. And I say Artist International has an ambassador. What is that about? Who does that? But Artist International. So she is an ambassador, and she was a pastor in the Army. And I'm just saying, from Mississippi by way of Mexico, and she is bilingual. And the list just goes on and on and on. But for us, she is Dr. P.K. Roberts. And Dr. P.K., are you there, ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Mother, loud and clear. The sanctuary is yours.
Buenos dias, buenos dias. ¿Cómo está? Feliz día de San Valentín. Or Feliz Día de los Valentín to all of you this morning. Happy Valentine's. Happy Valentine's, my dear Mississippi friend, Brenda Terrell. I love you. Thank God for you opening up this morning and seating us in our telecommunication sanctuary. And I also thank God for my dear Lord. I was just wondering as I woke up this morning praying for you up there in that New Jersey town, and I really, really am concerned about you up there in that East Coast with all of this snow and so many in Atlanta without electricity. So we are praying for you and believing God for you. We love you so, so, so very much, and thank you for introducing me, because nobody can do it like you. I said, Lord, Benita is going to be my daughter. She's walked into my heart, taken a seat, and she's just sitting right here in her special chair. And so I love you, and I thank God for you this morning. Listen, everybody, I want you to know that we honor our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon today for this special day, because this is the last Valentine's that she will have being a Miss. Mrs. will be her title next year on Valentine's. So you all send her out some special love today to let her know. And then after today, I mean, you know, this is going to be her last Valentine's being single. And you don't have to get tongue-tied on me being a wife. I was a wife for 35 years. I thank God for that. I'm single now. I don't want anybody to think I'm married, because it makes it'll run the good men away, so you let them know that I'm available. All righty, and I do not have a Valentine's for today. The Valentine's that I have, as Brenda said when she came on, is Jesus Christ. Jesus loves us. That was the first little song I sang in that Baptist church down there in Spring Hill. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And so I just cling on to that even more these days, and I thank God for the love that never changes. He loves me 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a week, I mean a day. So I'm here to tell you I thank God for his love today. As I said before, this is Valentine's, and I wanted to talk about how special you are to God, continuing in the series on FBI. And for those of you who have not been following, I want you to know that it's easy to follow if you choose to get the book by Barbara Bryant, FBI Favor, Blessing, and Increase. and I'm also using Psalms 23 for today. And I'm going to use the not the traditional Psalms, but the Psalms that Reverend Dr. Larry Wayne Ellis took and adapted for the 23rd Division of Psalms. I want all of you to know, for real, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. I really love you. But I don't love you nearly as much as God does. Oh, God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's how we normally start it. But in today's society, with our hearts and minds being the way they are, we say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I know what I want. I need my rent, my mortgage, and my taxes paid. Happy Valentine's Day, Pastor Everett Thomas. I love you. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I need. I need a man, I need a woman, I need a partner to make my life complete. The Lord is my shepherd, I know what I need. I need my stocks, bonds, T-bills, CDs, and Social Security check to go up, up, up. The Lord is my shepherd, I know what I need. I need to be able to sing. God knows when I was singing that song a few moments ago, I just said, now, Tiffany, know to chime in here and just make this thing sound good. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But I need to be able to sing, dance, and play an instrument. Be funny and serious. Make a lot of money without even trying. The Lord is my shepherd, and I know what I need. I need an online degree that's free, that I can get while watching TV. The Lord is my shepherd, and I know what I need. I need to eat whatever I want without gaining an ounce to stay young. The Lord is my shepherd, and I know what I need. I need to be real spiritual without spending much time with God, nor attending church regularly, or even hanging out with other Christians. What I really want is to stay young, be good looking, healthy, wealthy, and wise, well-traveled, bilingual, athletic, and artistic without really putting forth much effort. By the way, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, you all know that that is not the way it goes, but that is really the way most of us think. Have not matured from that, but I come today to let you know that the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not lack a thing. You see, one of the social scientists, and when I was in Alcorn State, I studied sociology. And so every now and then I'll go back and revisit some of those authors and see what they are saying even today. And one now is saying that at this age, here in 2013, we live, 2013-14 in this era, we live in a state of emergency. I mean, always running from place to place, doing things that just keeps us in perpetual drama. You all write that thing down. Perpetual drama, meaning that we go from drama to drama. We are at a point in our lives now where being stressed is becoming the new norm. In fact, we fear living relaxed, content, peaceful. We don't know what to do when things are calm. We walk around asking, when is the shoe going to drop? We don't know what it means to truly understand the peace of God being in our lives and understanding how to rest our heads on the pillar of peace that is provided by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is uncommon for us in this era to have a serene soul that is positive, peaceful, probable, and prosperous. Come on here, somebody, and hear what I'm saying this morning. You all, this is not from me, but this is from Jane Velez Mitchell. She's an award-winning journalist, so I don't want you all to think that I'm picking on anybody, because she says what I say from my heart. Recently, Pastor Vanessa, this is what she said. She said that producers in the media look for people who are negative and dysfunctional and focus on their drama. Normal people will rarely sit around and look at drama and look at folk fighting and look at the Jerry Springer shows. But that show is a number one show because drama has become the new norm. The tragedy is that drama is so important for us on the TV that the nation has sunk to such a low that we all call this drama our entertainment. We sit around and watch it and then call other folks. It used to be the drama of the soap operas. Now it is the drama of reality shows and anything where folk are fussing, fighting, and call themselves having fun, living together in this dysfunctional situation, and we call it a good time. We say it make us laugh. We say it is something to enjoy. Well, I want you to know that we weren't the first dysfunctional folks, and David was. David lived a dysfunctional life. He had many issues, you all. His mom and dad forsook him, according to Psalms 27. He was considered the least in his family by his parents. His complexion was We believe that he had acne in his face, and that he was probably one of the shortest members of his family because they put him on the backside of the mountain, just the desert, to take care of the sheep and everything, and all of his other brothers were out there with his daddy. As a matter of fact, during the first several years of his life, you all, I want you to understand that he was not on the fast track for success. David really had some issues. He was so busy trying to make a name for himself that he neglected his family, and his family neglected him. I want you to just go back and read David's life, and you will see a man who had a life that was full of drama, but God didn't use that life to entertain us. He used his life to show us that if he can love David and do the extraordinary for David, do the supernatural for David, do the super fantastic for David, and be his shepherd, then what about us? What about us? He wants you to know that he loves you so much today on Valentine's Day that he made you an heir to his kingdom. Did you know that you were a very successful once you accepted the gift of salvation? The very day we said, yes, Lord, come into our lives, we were adopted as royal sons and daughters into the into the kingdom of God. Did you know that? And our king is greater than any king that we have ever read about here on this earth, because he is the king of heaven and earth, and he is the king of all. He rules all. Now, listen, I want you to know that you became an heir to a fortune that is so massive that it would take all of eternity to come to terms with what that really means. You want to know who you really are? You are somebody special. We can trace our lineage all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to whom God gave the blessing. I really want to talk to you all about the blessing, but my time is running out here so quick. I want you to understand that you are kin to somebody great. Hallelujah, glory to God. Everything God promised Abraham has become ours. The problem is that we have trouble getting a handle on such a truth. We have a problem truly believing. And because you do not believe, you don't have. The blessing, somebody said, well, what does bless really mean? Well, the word bless from Webster's Dictionary means to cause to prosper, to make happy, to bestow favor upon, to consecrate to holy purposes. I've been consecrated to do that holy thing of God. That's why I can't do the nasty thing of the devil. Come on here, somebody. This is Valentine's Day. You better know that you are holy. Don't you be playing around with the devil. If you dance with the devil, he's going to step on your toes. And when he step on your toes, don't come calling me talking about praying because they sore. Because the devil doesn't play with you. He's going to kill you. He come to kill you, steal, and destroy from you. Don't be playing around with the devil. If a man tell you that he's not interested been married, why are you courting him? Why you call yourself dating? You ain't got no business out there courting, no way. You need to go to God and say, is this the right one? He'll let you know if it's the right one. God, help me today. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. This blessing is to consecrate. I need to say that again, to consecrate you to holy purposes. Therefore, when you're holy, you just can't say anything. Anything can't drop out of a holy vessel. Come on here, somebody. I love this message this morning. Bless means to make successful, to make prosperous in temporal concerns pertaining to this life, to guard and to preserve. You are blessed. You are blessed. When God blessed Abraham, he made him a rich man, rich not only in land, but also in livestock, family, and finances. His herds actually increased so much that when he was with his nephew Lot, they had to separate because their herds couldn't graze on the same land. It was just so many, so he had so much, so his herd was so big. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to go on and call somebody to come pray. I believe, and I want you to believe, I believe God is about to break some things wide open for you and bless you beyond measure. Remember what I said bless meant. I believe God is about to manifest himself and bestow his manifold blessing upon you in a mighty way. Said somebody else, say, I believe that too. I believe God is about to grant you plenty and bless all the work of your hand. Good God of mercy, I thank you for it. I believe that God has opened to you his good treasure. Why? Because you are his child, and you will now lend and not borrow. I believe that you are the head and not the tail, and you are the top, even if it looks like you are at the bottom. I believe that you are blessed in the city and that you are blessed in the country. Come on, somebody. I believe you are. You shall prosper in everything God has called you to do, and I believe you are above and never, ever beneath anything or anyone. I believe God has commanded his blessings upon you. It is a blessing, not a right. You understand? Not a R-I-G-H-T. It's a blessing, so don't get sidetracked. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Don't doubt God's word. Don't let the enemy rob you of your entitlement. Don't let him tell you that you are nothing and nobody, because I come to tell you today that the blessings of Abraham belongs to you. Come on and take this phone, somebody, and pray us on out of here. Yeah, today is Friday. We're going to pray anyway. The blessings of God belongs to you today. God bless you. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your blessings today. I thank you that I am a royal king's kid. I thank you, Lord. Back to you, Tiffany, whoever's praying. Come on and take the phone now because I can keep on going. Come on.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear, girl. I'm ready to go on and preach, but you better come take it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Minister Tiffany, can you come forward with your prayer request, please?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
Loud and clear, my sister.
Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this day that you have made. And God, we will rejoice and be glad in it no matter what. I thank you because you are love, God. I thank you that you loved us first. I thank you that your love never fails. I thank you that we love one another. I thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for Minister Robin and for Minister Amber and Minister Kathy and Tammy and Brenda and Bonita and Candy and LaShawn and Sharon and Susan and Willa. And I thank you for even old little old me, oh God. I thank you that we here are family on the Master's Call. I thank you for each and every caller that has dialed in on this day. And I thank you that your love is unconditional. I thank you, and I ask right now for healing for Joni and for Marie. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Newmark to you. I lift up Reggie Leggett and Chantel Lumpkin. I lift up Brenda Robinson, and I decree and declare that March 3rd will be a day that you set her free in Jesus' name, oh God. I lift up Regina and her music ministry. I lift up Charles Jackson to you. I lift up Leah Robertson to you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree and declare that we walk in your favor. I decree and declare that we walk in your blessings. And I decree and declare that we walk in increase, Father. I pray for Artists International, and I pray and decree and declare that the vision that you have given to Papa DSD Leon over 24 years ago, that dream will be manifested seen in 2014, that we all on this line who are connected to Artists International will get our three, God, today, tomorrow, and the next day, and that Artists International will never be the same, oh God. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you have done, and we praise you right now for what you will do, oh God. I can speak to our hearts today and our minds. Let us just be happy and joyful. Let us share love. Let us put a smile on someone's face, oh God, because you are our light. And as we go out into the dark world, Father, let us be the light. for those who don't know you, Father God, that they would get to know you through us, that we would share the testimony of just how awesome you are, oh God. And so we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that you will add everything unto us. So increase and enlarge our territories. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare this to be so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Back over to you, Minister Bonita.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for just blessing that awesome prayer. As I promised, real quick, let me give you the number for the $90,000. It's 712-432-0075, and the PIN is 926358#. And you want to do that 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Geographically, you'll know where your time lies. Right after this call is the motivational call, 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539598#. We wish you an awesome, awesome Valentine's Day, this day and every day. And our lovely, infectious smile, Dr. PK, can you come back with the benediction, ma'am?
I'm coming back, and we are going to benedict together with this 23rd Psalm that we all know and can repeat. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely, surely, surely. Ah, yay. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in God's house forever and ever. Amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Today is Friday, Valentine's Day, and our prayer day. I'd now bring to you the woman who is just bubbling, and she is a good friend of mine, and she loves the people of God. I thank God because she does have a smile just painted on her face these days as she thinks of, as Bonita says, her Boaz. And I am so looking forward to seeing them together on March the 1st. This woman of God is very, very connected to the source and can get a prayer through. Nobody prays like our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Come and get our prayer request today and lead us as you would choose to. Pastor V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you. The Lord has continued to use you on this series. The Lord is my shepherd, and you wishing us all happy Valentine's, happy Valentine's Day to our entire TNC family. Love you. Appreciate you so much. Dr. PK, and just glad you're in the States, and God is a hand of favor and blessings is on you down there in San Jose. It's so good to have you on the call this very special day and to serve with you as we have on this call now over 3 years. Praise God for you. And again, thanks God for our team today who has just been such a blessing. Minister Brenda, thank you for the salutations of love as you're seating God's people this morning, and for our own beloved Miss Benita, we just love you. No one like you. You are just growing and soaring higher and higher, and I so appreciate you. We all know what today is. We're going to take our prayer requests and encouraging everybody to get on the MMC call today. Today is the Instagram day. We have a young new distributor who literally has become a director over the last 3 or 4 months by using just Instagram. Not even a computer, her phone, and they're going to take a step-by-step on how to increase your business. She's brought in over 50 people, never met, all doing social media. And so after we have our prayer request and spend the time in prayer, we're encouraging our entire TMC family to join over there. We are always on the post and as a pillar of prayer on each and every Friday, as has already been prayed for this inclement weather that is going across the country, especially on the East Coast. And just to keep us in prayer. I talked to my mother's brother, 88 years old, yesterday, and he was having a little rough time because electricity had been off for quite a while. Their phones had just come back on. And, you know, they went back to the old days, Dr. PK, opening up the oven and trying to keep the house heated. And we just want to lift up all the people. And I remember our Platinum President, Nicola, with her power was off yesterday. So we just want to keep all those affected anywhere and everywhere by this weather and just believing God will keep us and bring us through. So we're going to open up the queue and take prayer requests. And we see from another stormy area of the country, good morning, Miss Jackie. Welcome to the TMC call and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Pastor Vanessa, and all of my TMC family. I do love each and every one of you, those that I have met and those that I haven't met. And may God bless you through this Valentine's Day and know that I love you all. I am calling in with praise report. I'm thanking God that I'm able to share this call with you this morning because as I was sitting last night before I went to bed, I heard a loud noise outside. It sounded like a gunfire, and I thought that they were shooting, but a few seconds after I heard the noise, everything went black in my home. And then just before the call took place, my power was restored, so I was able to get on the call with you, and I thank God for that. And I'm really thanking God because when prayers go up, blessings come down. And this week I had one of my prayers to be manifested, something that you have been standing in prayer with me for a long time, and that is my children. And I thank God because we had a breakthrough this week. And I'm thanking and I'm blessing God for that. I won't go into details. Maybe I'll share it with you later, but I'm just thanking God and praising God because he is still opening up doors. And another thing, too, I haven't been able to lay my eyes physically on my son for the past almost 3 years, and the doors are starting to open for that. People in high places now are involved in opening those doors so that very soon I'll be able to see my child again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I'm praising God for that. So that is another breakthrough that's right there at the threshold of happening right now. And Pastor Vanessa, I want to say to you that I wish you blessings on your marriage. I wish that I could have been there to be that holy hazel for you. But things did not happen that way, but you know that my heart and all of my love is with you. And just on your blessed day, just enjoy it and go to your Boaz and build that beautiful life together that God has intended for both of you to have.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're right at 14 days, amen. And I am so glad to hear your prayers report because, you know, we really have been interceding for your family. And I feel your love, and we will continue to pray for you and just continue to keep Dr. PK and I posted, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, guys, the biggest breakthrough today is, you know, the fast ended last night. And I'm just a happy camper. I always said whether you had a Valentine or not, when you finish that 40-day fast, breakthrough. Amen. Well, we're headed to Houston, Texas, to our praise and worship leader for TMC, for Artists International. Good morning, Miss Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Happy Valentine's Day for the last time, Miss Pastor Vanessa Weatherstone. And to my whole entire TMC family, happy Valentine's Day. I have some praise reports. I did get to see my boss's wife and daughter, and they are doing good. They are holding fast to God's promises, and I tell you what, they really love God and trust him. So it was good to see them and to see the strength that God is giving them. I have a praise report that I talked to my daughter-in-law. My son and his family are in Atlanta, and they are all safe and in the house. So I praise God for that. I did, there's a security lady for my job. She's praying for a manifestation of a supernatural, miraculous healing. Those were her words, from a bunch of fibroids in her body. She does not want to have surgery, and she's believing God for that. And her name is Laura. And so I told her that I would ask the prayer warriors to pray for her. And please keep Kenneth and I still lifted up. We are still looking for a home. And I heard Minister Lance and his wife's testimony. So I know if he did it for them, he can do it for us. Amen. God bless all of y'all. I love y'all.
Ms. Sharon, may I suggest, because I had fibroids, huge fibroids, made me look like I was pregnant almost, and I was told by Lucy to start drinking Noni three times a day, and especially first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, to drink 3 to 4 ounces, and literally all of those fibroids shrunk, and I mean to the point that they wanted to do a hysterectomy in the whole gamut, and they just passed right out. I would drink the Noni first thing in the morning, I'd drink it again at noon, and I would drink the 4 ounces at night, and I mean, it literally shrunk the fibroids. I can give that as a very personal testimony, and I was also drinking a lot of water, distilled water, with a little crown aloe and lemon in it. So I would suggest you to give her the natural things she can do, and we will definitely couple that with Laura for the spiritual things God is going to do. Amen?
And Pastor V, I would say to her to, but she said that they are looking for a home. I want them to actively look for a home, not thinking about what they can afford, but what God would have them to get together. So they need to pray, ask God to show them the vision of the home, and then God will lead them to the house. It's going to be all right. Don't worry.
Amen. Ask, Matthew 7:7, and seek and knock that, and knock it on the door, the home you're going to receive. Amen. All right, we're headed up to Philadelphia. We've been praying for you. I've been talking to my cousin up there in Philly. Good morning, Ms. Siobhan. How are you doing up there?
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. We are doing well. Of course, we stayed in all day yesterday. Just delightful snow. Yes, indeedy. But I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to all of our TMC family. And I am just so blessed and thankful for this call that the Lord laid on you and Dr. PK's heart to have. And I just wanted to share the love. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Are there any other prayer requests?
Yes, Dr. V, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Ms. Brenda. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, good morning. Joni was on the call early this morning, and she asked for prayer. She was at the hospital, and her phone was about to go out, so she was asking for special prayer and that she get out of there today.
Okay, I'm patting her. And definitely praying for the evangelist in Tampa. All right, thank you so much for that. Are there any other prayer requests? All righty. We always are grateful.
Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Ms. Tiffany.
Okay, I have something to share today.
Okay.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The Son, he gave his life for me. When he died on Calvary, there is no greater love, no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. No greater love. They hung him high, they stretched him wide. He hung his head, for me he died. That's love, that's love. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. No.
So know that God loves you and that we love you more on the TMC family call. We love you guys. Have a blessed day of love, a blessed weekend of love, and we look forward to hearing you again on Monday. Back over to you, Dr. V.
Amen. Amen. We've got one more person hopping to 1844. Good morning. Thank you so much for that serenade of love to the Lord and to all of us.
Happy Valentine's to the entire artist family, and thank you so much. There is no greater love. I'm Minister Bird, and I'm calling to request prayer for Archie McDaniel, who was rushed to the hospital a couple of days ago, I understand, and Cardell Davis, who is incarcerated, along with Ricky and Richard. They're in all different states, but they need to know Jesus Christ for real. God bless.
You said Cornell Davis, Ricky, and what was the other name?
Richard.
Richard. Okay. Okay. And it's so good to hear your voice, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Congratulations, and to God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Excited to meet her and hug her neck there in Houston. And so we praise God for you, woman of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just celebrate you. And I'm sorry, Dr. PK, were you finna say something?
No, go on.
Okay. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this day of love. Let it be true agape love all around the world. The love that 1 Corinthians 13, Paul wrote about. The love that prefers the other, the love that's not envious or puffed up or keeping a record of wrong or right, a love that is eternal, a love that goes the extra mile, the love that you talked about, Jesus. Let us show, demonstrate, walk out that kind of agape love today. And Father, we just thank you for the saint who started this whole tradition of love many, many years ago in Europe. We just thank you for the legacy and the lineage. Even though it's so commercialized, we thank you that we point people back to the cross of Jesus Christ and the love you gave, the ultimate sacrifice. Now, Father, in this time, as we unite our hearts and intercede and stand in the gap, we thank you that we know you hear and at most you answer prayer. Father, we just thank you that all of heaven has been alerted that your word does not return void. You said in Isaiah 55:11 that not one word, and I'll say not one dot or tittle, shall return void. So we thank you for the praise reports that are coming forth from Jackie, the breakthroughs with her children, her seed, her children's children. We just thank you that Minister Michael, that the Archangel Michael has been dispatched in the heavens, and greater is he that's with us than any of the demonic delays. We just thank you that the blood of Jesus destroys every yoke, and the doors are opening for her to see Joseph even after 3 years. We pray for his heart, his mind, his peace, and his protection. We lift up Malachi and the entire Cool family. Father, those who've been named, Cornell, Richard, all of those named and unnamed who have been incarcerated, we just thank you that they're having that Damascus Road experience with you, getting more rooted and grounded. We pray for their protection. We pray for the justice of God to prevail in their situation. We thank you for Sharon's praise report that even though Brother Bill has gone home to be with the Lord, we thank you that as she saw his wife and the daughter, that you are comforting them, that you are keeping them as only you can do. We continue to send the prayer of comfort, to send the celebration of the home going in their heart, that he is with you, and for you to be the one that fills that void and gives them what they need in these days and weeks ahead, even this first Valentine's Day without him. You be that comforter for that entire family. We thank you for her praise report that her family in Atlanta is doing fine, and all of those who have relatives that have been infected by this inclement weather. We thank you for the protection, and we just continue to speak to the elements to line up according to the will and the way of God. Father, we just thank you for Laura, the coworker that's believing for healing from her fibroids. Fibroids are a name, and they must bow to the name of Jesus, and we just speak the natural course to be done as well as the spiritual intervention. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue from God to Laura's body. We thank you for her faith, and we lock in agreement with her. You said in Deuteronomy 32:30 that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. Father, we love that math. And with more than two, locking in agreement with Laura, we thank you for the praise report that shall come forth. Now we speak that you're ordering Sharon and her husband's steps toward that house. We thank you for the words that Dr. PK brought of encouragement to do the Romans 4:17. Are we going to latch it to the word? Call those things and be not as though they are. We thank you that you're going to order their steps in Psalms 37. And I just thank you that you have the God-appointed, God-anointed, God-ordained home for them, and that you are ordering their steps, and they, as act of faith, do what you are inspiring them to do. And we thank you in advance that, God, you're going to show out and show up with the exceeding abundantly above the dream house that they could even ask or even think of. We thank you for Siobhan, her birthday shout out to all of us. The love of God, the love of God. We just speak to the hearts of those. This is not a day whether your Boaz is with you or not, but this is a day that we all love Jesus and know that Jesus loves us. So we thank you for love and laughter and just sweet communion in the Holy Spirit. We thank you that we send that Jehovah Rapha to Joni in the hospital. We thank you for our triumphant evangelist, and Father, for her fortitude and her determination as she's walking through this season. We send the words of healing, Jehovah Rapha, comfort. Father, we know she's witnessing to everybody who comes across her with a pulse. So continue to use her. We speak to continued healing to her body, that every tissue, every muscle, every cell must light up in Joni and perform and function not just as well, but even better. Devil, you cannot have her. She belongs to God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her legacy. And we call her healing, and we call her whole in Jesus' name. We thank you for Minister Byrd, who called in. We lift up Archie McDaniels in the hospital. We send the word of healing to him and encamp of him with the blood of Jesus, your healing virtue. Father, we pray that every doctor, nurse, anyone, everyone who comes in and around him, that you will use him as your hands extended, healing hands. Download the wisdom, the strategies, so that he will become whole and healed soon in the name of Jesus. And as we have lifted up those who have been incarcerated, we continue to believe you that you're doing a complete work in them and through them for your glory. Father, we thank you for the artist family. We continue to lift up our Papa Diaz de Leon and Mother Armenia, the entire First family, and Father, the entire leadership of artists, that corporate office to every royal platinum now, and platinum down to the advisor who joined last night. We thank you for the favor we've been given with the double points and all the different campaigns going on. Go before us, make the crooked pathway straight, the rough places smooth. And even as this daughter does this presentation today on the MNC call, stir up faith and encourage hearts. And Father, let us be reminded that this isn't about us, but it's about you. It's about us being your hands extended, your minister in the marketplace, your mouthpiece with a message that points people back to Christ. And so, yea, though, with every prayer request, we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We absolutely fear no evil. We know that we know that we know. We serve an almighty God. We serve a way-making God. We serve a healing Jesus. We serve a peacemaker in the midst of confusion. Father, we just look to you. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. All our help, Daddy God, we know comes from you. So we thank you for all these prayers, again, spoken and unspoken. We cloak them in the blood of Jesus, the delivering power, the yoke destroying, the healing blood of Jesus. Father, this Valentine's Day, we speak emotional stability to all. We curse and cancel spirits of depression, loneliness, any and every fiery dart that the slewfoot would try to hurl our way. We hold up the shield of faith and it falls null and void to the ground. So, Father, this faithful Friday as we go through this weekend and for many a long weekend all the way to President's Day on Monday, let us have a message with hope in you, a message that says, Jesus, you are Lord, a message that says you still a way maker, a healer and a deliverer. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that all is well. We are your FBI agents, as Dr. PK has been teaching us, that we walk in your favor. We know the blessings of the Lord are in our lives, in every area of our lives, and we speak, decree, declare, announce the manifestation of increase in our lives. And we decree that it is done, and it is so in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Go out and have, as Dr. PK always teaches us, speak it over yourselves, a super fantastic day. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on President's Day on Monday, encouraging the rest of you all to hop on that MMC call and knowing that even though we're leaving this call, we are definitely never leaving God's presence. So have an awesome day in Him, and we'll hear you on the line on Monday. Bye-bye.